Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Partly sunny skies, high temperature in the afternoon, only 10 degrees on your Tuesday, so those wind chills will stay below zero all day long. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ weather.
10 right now at KCI, it's 11 in Lee's Summit, 12 at your official weather station. Hotel in Lawrence. Part of the walls have collapsed.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Huge fire.
You know, you just have to hope because of the sprinkler systems in there, mm-hmm. because of the alarm systems in there, that because it's in the middle of the day, everyone is out.
They did evacuate, and so far no reports of injuries, but no. We'll keep you updated.
And I worry about the firefighters.
Oh, especially with it this cold.
Oh, the water and the freezing temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would suck.
But that is one hell of a fire.
Yep. He's a big one.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
You almost have to wonder with a fire that big, what caused that?
Mm-hmm. And I imagine we're going to be having a rather in-depth investigation.
That doesn't look like careless smoking to me. I don't know.
You never know.
All three floors are fully engulfed.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, I just, you know, when they arrive and the fire is that big.
What happened?
What happened?
Especially in a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Bruno Mars is your artist of the day.
Good.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr.
Just wrote my speech.
You want to practice?
The I Have a Dream speech? Okay. Please tell me you're not dropping that line.
Actually, I include a line in there that says, on this day, it is quite common for many people to quote Martin Luther King. I say, I will not because I cannot do it better.
No, that's good.
That's good.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I say I'm humbled and honored a lot.
How many times? Like, too much? Or
like at the beginning and the end.
Okay. That's good.
And then...
Because you don't want to repeat yourself like six times. That would just be...
Right.
No.
A little
and excessive. Then... it's like a minute long.
Good.
Okay.
Give or take.
Good.
I mean, yeah. I'm not sitting there... Listen, I'm not going to sit there and lecture people about Martin Luther King. I mean...
No, I would almost beg you to do that.
Yeah.
Because I would... I would pay money to see that, actually.
What nerve would I have to sit there and go, let me tell you about the great Dr. Martin Luther King? No, I don't think so.
No.
That's not going to happen. I'm humbled. I am honored to receive this award.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Dana very briefly.
Very briefly.
Very briefly.
As in Dana's not here? Like, is that?
As in Dana couldn't join us tonight.
As in, where's Dana?
Jerk!
Yeah.
She refused to come.
I end it with a very famous line, and I think this will go over swimmingly with the audience.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I was going to ask you if you were mm-hmm. including where are the white women at.
Didn't Henry specifically say there's going to be a lot of white women there, so it might be a little inappropriate for you to...
So anyway, I say, and thank you for this award. I'm sure Dr. King would be very proud of the work that I have done.
Oh, God.
I am humbled by this award. I am honored to be here. And
hey, where are the white women at?
That's great.
So mm-hmm. that's how I end the speech.
Okay. Tonight.
That's great. Kara, do you have something for
hey,
us?
Hey, where are the white women at?
That isn't offensive.
Well, actually, no, it's not. It is offensive. did you guys watch Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-oh. The opening Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough thing was fantastic, but I know you're talking about something else.
Yeah, the second skit or the first full skit past the intro.
The oil is...
False.
But that isn't a true or false, Josh.
True.
You can't be this stupid. I'm sorry. No, kids aren't stupid. I just say what you see, okay?
Yeah, a little F-bomb action from Sam Rockwell this weekend.
I mean, wow. He just kind of came out with it.
After the week that we just had, though, is anybody shocked by this?
No. Mm-mm.
And by the way, what they did is not illegal.
No, because it airs after
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
I was wondering if there was going to be a potential fine on that one.
No, you can't fine them.
And then, of course, during Weekend Update, they then proceeded to use the S-hole comment that...
Well, I mean, for the love of God, and I think there is some confusion with S-hole that came out this week. Now, you may wonder, I never heard Dana and Parks or anybody on that show use that word. Because for us to use that word, it is illegal. Right. We are a over-the-air radio station, and we are currently in what's called safe harbor, which means that you can tune in with your children and not expect to hear words like that. At 10:30 at night on a Saturday, you are outside of that barrier because the FCC assumes that most children are not watching SNL. And so even if it was an accident, you can say that word. Now, it's advised that you don't, because you're going to upset advertisers, you're going to upset some parents, mm-hmm. some people, and their sensibilities, and that's fine. But you can, that's why NYPD Blue was able to get away with some of the stuff they got away with.
Because it was later at night.
Because it aired later at night, yeah. Hmm. And so, but with CNN, for example, if CNN wanted to, they could use the F word at noon. Welcome to CNN. You're watching effing Wolf Blitzer. They could do that and not receive a fine at all.
Because it's cable.
Because it's a cable network. Mm-hmm. That's right. On satellite radio, you can say whatever you want. It's over-the-air stuff. Even though like Channel 9, Channel 5, Channel 4 are not technically over-the-air anymore.
Yeah, they are.
But most people get it over their cable system,
correct.
For example. But they are still licensed by the federal government. Just like, for example, let me give you another example. On our internet feed, if somebody calls into this station and says the S word, okay, I am required to dump them. And I do. I've never missed. And don't even try me. Because I have cat-like reflexes.
Not a challenge.
It is not a challenge. Don't even try. Because your call will be ended and your word will never go over the air. Because I'm that good. But it does go over the internet feed. Because the internet feed that we send out is not administered by the Federal Communications Commission. We cannot be fined for anything that goes over the internet. We can only be fined for things that go over the air. That's how it works. Why are you putting your finger up in the air? Do you have a question?
I'm really afraid somebody's going to call in and just try to swear at you just
no.
to test you.
No.
Very nervous about
doesn't
that
work?
Now.
No, I'm not. What, they just figured it out that you're not allowed to cuss on the radio?
No, I just have
this
a,
is the first day
I'm
that's ever
I'm just saying
occurred?
That you're kind of acting no. a little like...
Do you think most
you
people
stop me.
Are working today or not working?
Not working.
I think most people are working. Unless you're in government... Or schools.
Okay, text me if you're working and just give me a description of your job. So you can do finance. You don't have to tell me where, but what industry, and finance would be closed because the banks are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So if your finance are closed,
so
if your
markets.
Schools are closed, anything banking is closed.
Any federal government job is closed.
But isn't everyone else working?
I would think so.
I always forget about this holiday. I looked at Scott on Friday and
right?
I go... Why are we working on Monday?
Yeah, you know, I went down to Byron's on the Plaza today. By the way, you would love this. I saw Emmanuel Cleaver walking on the Plaza.
Aww.
I was driving, so I didn't get time to stop and say hello. But he was, I'm assuming he's probably in town doing a Martin Luther King event
probably.
Tonight or today or something. But you know, maybe it's 50-50. Rod, your wife is off today. She's not working on Martin Luther King.
Yes and no. Technically,
sorry?
The school's closed.
Okay.
But she's at the school building sets.
Mm.
I guess they're a little behind.
Aww.
She told me last night, one of the kids said, so what's the backup plan? I said, what do you mean backup plan? She's like, what if we don't get it? No, there's no backup plan. Build. Shut up and hammer.
Okay. Here we go. Construction, working. Trucking, working. Car dealership, working. Medical, of course, working.
All retail.
Retail, working. Medical courier, staffing industry, Early childhood education is working. Who else do we have here? Ooh, architectural engineer working. They need you in Lawrence. Snow removal.
One building.
Law firm. Oh, funeral home. Sorry, working.
Why are people dying on this day?
God, really? Rude! Steel manufacturing, engineering, delivery driver,
iron worker
working, trash man working. There's a whole bunch of you out there working.
Teachers aren't working. Bank employees aren't working. Any federal government worker not working.
I think I'm with Kara. I think everybody else is at work today.
All right. By the way, speaking of dying, did you hear about this new law in Switzerland? Lobsters are a delicious delicacy loved by coastal dwellers across the world, but is boiling them alive inhumane?
I don't want to think about it.
In a new law, the Swiss government has banned the practice of throwing the lobster into boiling water while they are still conscious. The move is a response to studies that suggest lobsters are sentient. What does that mean, sentient? What does
can
that word
think.
Mean? With advanced nervous systems that do feel pain.
Scott doesn't know the name of that word. I'm not familiar.
You know, I'm half inclined, because I'm mad now, I'm half inclined to give her a map of Europe, a blank one, and tell her to point out where Switzerland is. From March of 2018 on, lobsters being prepared in Switzerland will need to be knocked out before they are put to death or killed instantly.
Isn't it true that they yell when you put them in there?
Oh, sentience a little different. It's able to perceive or feel things, according to dictionary.com.
Yeah, so I'm not sentient.
I'm aware.
Okay.
So how do you knock out?
They scream. They scream when you put them in the water.
I heard that was the air coming out from underneath their shell.
How do you know?
Well, how do you know they're screaming?
Well,
do they have
vocal
cords?
If they put you in boiling water, wouldn't you scream?
When was the last time you heard a lobster go, "Hey, what's up?"
Well, they don't scream until you put them in boiling water, and then they go, "Bah!"
Do they have vocal cords like a dog?
Apparently, when you boil them alive, they do.
Lobsters have no throat, no vocal cords, no lungs.
Then why do they scream when you put
them
in there?
They're not screaming. It's the air coming out from underneath their shell.
It's them going, "Help me, help me."
What are they saying?
Help me.
You are mentally disturbed.
It is the noise caused by air trapped in the shell.
That's what they
according
want
to kitchen
you to
myths.
Think. They are screaming for their lives.
No, they are not. No, they are not.
From the text line, lobsters don't have a central brain. How do you knock them out?
I don't know. Hit them over the head? They got a little itty-bitty head. That's where their eyeballs are.
From the text line, I'm a fire safety inspector. Yes, I'm at work. And no, they don't scream. All right, stick to firefighting! What are you, a crustacean expert?
All right.
Help me.
Where is Switzerland on that map? Tell me when I'm getting close.
You're close over there. It's over there-ish. No, okay. That's Great Britain. Go to the right. I know what that is.
Okay.
It's over there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Now we're getting into scary places. I feel like all that's very scary right there. Now, that's Italy, the boot. I don't know where Switzerland is. Okay. It's somewhere right there.
Okay.
Where'd she point?
It was either Lithuania or Hungary. But it's in there somewhere.
She's, you know, sort of.
Ballpark?
Ballpark.
Thank you.
She's on the right continent.
Yeah, I know.
I watched
The Crown. I know what that stuff is. Hey, Volkswagen Elise Summit has a great deal for you. I drove that car all weekend in the snow. Ooh, I love that Atlas. Seat 7, big roomy thing, and handles phenomenally in bad weather. Go now. They will put you in an Atlas, a Tiguan, whatever you want, in a new car for $99 a month. $99 for the first 3 months, whether you want a lease or finance, does not matter. Here's another thing. All of the 2018 Volkswagen models come with a 6-year, 72,000-mile transferable warranty. And do not forget, Volkswagen Elise Summit will buy your car for 120% of its KBB Fair Trade value. If you've even been thinking about a new car, if you are upside down on the car you currently own, get into VW of Lee's Summit. See dealer for warranty details. Buyback for 2006 and newer. Highlines excluded. See detail or VWLeeSummit.com for more.
Lenny Kravitz. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Some Johnson County Community College alumni are in an uproar over the school's plan to tear out its widely used track and field and to dismantle its 32-year-old track program. The group has taken to social media to accumulate a following to protest the decision, which the college announced more than a year ago as part of its facility's master plan. Quoting here from JCC spokesman Chris Gray, in a response to questions from the Star, in an attempt to maintain the competitive balance JCCC has experienced over the years, it was decided that the college needed to support fewer programs, which was a factor in the discontinuation of the track program. Alums have started the website SaveJCCTrack.com to garner support. Hundreds have joined in. Quoting here from Jera Wilhelm, who is an alum, "This is so heartbreaking to see that track and field and cross country are going to be eliminated. JCCC was where it all started for me, and then I went on to throw the javelin at the University of Southern Florida in Tampa. The coaches were amazing. The program provided me with further opportunities that I might not have had otherwise." The college says it chose to shut down the program and pull out the track because of financial considerations and because too few students benefit from the dollars spent.
If you go to SaveJCCTrack.com, do you know what you see?
The track?
You see our show. They posted our show. It says one of Kansas City's most popular talk radio shows discusses the decision to drop track at JCCC.
Is this one from a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. Oh. In which you and I actually got into a fight.
Well, disagreement.
No, I'm going to call it a fight.
What did we fight about? I don't remember a fight. I remember you and I didn't see eye to eye on whether or not this was necessary.
I thought unfairly poo-pooed any sport that does not sound like football or basketball.
What I simply pointed out was a fact, and that is minus what?
It just makes me laugh the way you said that. I pointed out a fact, Jack.
Well, it is true, and I think you would agree with this, Dana, that, and obviously there are a couple of notable exceptions. UConn women's basketball, University of Tennessee women's basketball.
Oklahoma volleyball.
Nebraska volleyball.
Nebraska
they just won the
volleyball.
National
Pardon
title.
Me.
There are a handful of other sports, Wichita State baseball, where there are a handful of other sports that do generate revenue, okay? Where after you've paid the coach, after you've paid for all the travel, after you've paid for the facilities, the uniforms, etc., these teams, the women's basketball team at a handful of universities, volleyball teams at a handful of universities, baseball teams at a handful of universities, they actually make more money than they take in. But it's rare. The real juggernauts for universities are football and men's basketball.
The reason your argument does not hold water is they would like to replace track with soccer.
And I would remind you, women's soccer, by the way.
Soccer is not going to bring in any more or any fewer dollars than track. And what you're missing here is
costs less to run.
That track, Scott, is a community asset. You can go walk on that track. I can go walk on that track. Kara can go walk on that track. They're actually asking everyone on Saturday, March 10th, to walk the track in protest. They're inviting everyone.
You going to go walk it?
I am going to go walk the track on March 10th. I will see you there.
I'm not going to be there. I don't care.
I'm going to be there. I want to see how many people show up to walk the track. They can't take it down if there's 10,000 people standing on it.
Well, they'll just wait till tomorrow. The day after you leave that track. Then just...
We're not moving.
Okay. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom and Kara Markson.
The cold weather tomorrow has schools across the area canceling class. More next.
It's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. That's serious business. You want your car or truck fixed right the first time. And that's what they do at Dale's. I've been out there many times. Dale is a personal friend. I've seen his crews at work, and they are, without a doubt, the best in the business. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck, so get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855, 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. From Lee's Summit to Kansas City to Platte County R3, districts across the area have already told students to stay home and stay warm tomorrow. Temperatures are expected in the single digits for highs. The wind chill will be well below zero. The GOP is getting some good news in a new poll.
A new Gallup poll shows 6 out of 10 Republicans satisfied with how things are going in the U.S. That's the best number since 2007, when George W. Bush was president. It's also a dramatic rebound from October, when only 38% of Republicans were satisfied, showing newfound optimism since the passage of a sweeping tax plan. That could calm concerns that dozens of red districts will turn blue this fall, even though overall 7 in 10 Americans are dissatisfied.
ABC's Brad Milkey. Traffic and weather together. They're next.
Dana Wright here for Jasper's. You know Jasper's one of my favorite places in all of Kansas City, and now is the time to go. You know, we had our holiday party at Jasper's with the staff. I brought my mom and dad into town, and we dined at Jasper's, and I still use Jasper's all the time. Every time we have a swim and dive meeting, if we've got a team dinner. I had a board meeting last Monday, true story. And it was so easy to run in, pick up some Italian wedding soup, pick up a meat tray and a salad, little side salad for the ladies, and take it to my house. And then, boom, dinner is ready. You toss what's pans it's in. We had leftovers the next day. It is my absolute go-to place for carry out on the left-hand side of that restaurant when you need something to feed 15 people, 20 people, 50 people. Let Jasper cook for you. Time now to make your reservation. Not required, but probably a good idea to make a reservation, even if it's on, especially on the weekends, Fridays and Saturdays. 816-941-6600 is the number. 816-941-6600, and I'll see you at Jasper's.
Mostly clear skies, breezy conditions, and very cold, almost dangerous cold, wind chill advisory out from this evening through noon tomorrow. Temperatures falling into the single digits very rapidly after the sun goes down. -4 will be our starting point. Ending high only 10 above. Wind chills could be as cold as 23 degrees below zero in the morning. Zero in the morning, just the air temperature on Wednesday. Afternoon high Wednesday afternoon, 25 degrees. We thaw out on Thursday with a high then of 38. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 8 at KCI, 9 in Lee's Summit, 10 right now at your official weather station. Dana Wright.
CVS just made an interesting announcement. Uh-huh. Have you seen this, Scott?
Sure did.
No.
CVS is going to ban airbrushing in its beauty products. Look it up.
In the advertisements for its beauty products.
The New York Times just dropped this. It's on CNN Money. CVS wants women to be able to browse for lipstick and moisturizer without worrying whether their lips are full enough or their forehead is smooth enough. The company today said it would step away from using materially airbrushed photos to promote its beauty products in its stores, online, and in marketing materials.
It's going to have what they're calling the CVS Beauty Mark.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a watermark in the corner of the picture that lets you know that it has not been altered.
We will not digitally alter or change a person's shape, size, proportion, skin, or eye color or enhance or alter lines, wrinkles, or other individual characteristics. Boom!
But let's not...
What are you booming about?
Let's not be thinking that they're not going to be doing any type of really nice things like really good lighting in these pictures.
Really good lighting.
Really good lighting.
Makes us all look better.
Yes.
Or makeup.
And you're still,
don't
absolutely.
Women basically airbrush their face every day?
Now, do you know what they're talking about? Look at the one on the left that is digitally altered and the woman on the right that is just a photo. She's beautiful.
Looks the same.
No, it does not.
What's different?
Look at the contouring right there.
They just added a little bit more color.
They took out her moles. She has a couple moles on her neck. That woman is beautiful just the way she is. So the next time you see some star on the cover of a magazine with a thigh gap that you can drive a Volvo through, just know that someone's taken an eraser to her crotch to make it look like her thighs are the size of your wrist bone. It's not real.
I guess I can speak for anybody with a penis. The only people that care about this are women.
You don't look at some of those ads that when the men are like super, super skinny and you're like, wow.
Of course. If I see like a men's health magazine at the store, at the grocery store, mm-hmm. or the drugstore or something, I'm like, man, I wish I looked like that.
But you have daughters. Don't you want them to see a more accurate depiction of what women look like?
Well, now, wait a minute. You have sons.
Yes.
Are you okay with them walking through the store and they look over at the magazine rack and there's Men's Health and some guy with not a six-pack but an eight-pack of abs?
It is not the same thing.
Why not?
And you know it.
I don't know that.
Because from the time they are little, girls are inundated with images and ideas that they can never, ever attain. There's no way.
And we're not?
I look at the cover of any of those magazines and the, what do you call it, Kara, on the front of those teen magazines. Are you crushing? You know, the questions they ask and, you know.
The headlines are just
the
awful.
The headlines are horrible.
Like on Teen Beat or something?
Yes. Yeah. Like from blab to fab in 5 easy steps. No one goes from blab to fab in 5 easy steps.
Lose 10 pounds in 2 days. That's not realistic.
You don't see those on men's magazines.
Yes, you do.
Not like that,
Oh, my God. All right, let me just look up the latest edition.
Is he really that into you? Who cares? We should be teaching our daughters not to care if he's really that into you.
Well, they wouldn't put it on there if people weren't buying it, Dana. They're only selling what people are willing to buy. Here's just, all right, oh, God. Here is, and I can't read the date on it because it's too small and my eyes have faded. Here is a cover. I just picked it at random of Men's Health magazine.
Okay.
You want to read just a handful of the story teasers to get you to buy the magazine?
Hard abs made easier.
Okay. Read a couple others.
Get back in shape.
Okay. And underneath it says your complete 4-week plan. How about this one?
Lose fat fast.
How this guy did it, and you can too.
You're never going to look like that guy.
You just made my point.
My point is they're all horrible, but it does something worse to the mind of a young girl than it does to a boy.
And the fact there's a ton more for girls than there are for men.
Well, that may be true, but women are more inclined to buy magazines than men are. But let me count here real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Dana, on the top of this screen on Google Images are 10 Men's Health magazine covers. Don't ruin the plot.
All right.
There are 10 covers of Men's Health magazine. Tell me what you see in 9 of those 10.
Beefy pecs and abs.
Okay. In 9 of those 10, name or describe the shirt that the men are wearing.
They are not wearing a shirt.
That's right. 9 out of the 10 of these just random Men's Health covers that I picked by going to Google Images for Men's Health, 9 of the 10, the man is not wearing a shirt. And on all of them, even the one with the guy in a shirt, they are fit. I mean, I'll never look like that because I'm fat.
Kara, I looked up the worst teen magazine covers that would never happen today.
Okay.
Okay. And BuzzFeed posted this a while ago. And these are from the 70s, you know, a different era. But so that Scott understands my point, this has been happening to women in grocery store aisles for decades. Mm-hmm. My six cigarette way to quit smoking. Oh, yeah.
Six cigarette way to quit smoking? Yeah,
apparently.
Two teens reveal how their marriage fell apart.
Two teens?
Beach behavior, necking late parties.
What magazines are these?
These are teen magazines from the years. No diet. Chubby chicks look slimmer in minutes. How? Page 38.
Well, let's go to page 38 and take a look.
Oh, this is so bad. Magical mother-daughter diet. Must attractive boys be beasts? Oh, wow. Then on Teen Magazine, the powwow look. And it is a girl dressed in a ridiculous Indian...
That's not a girl. That's Joni from Happy Days.
She looks ridiculous.
Really? So when women get dressed up or teens get dressed up in a Indian outfit, they look ridiculous? Dana Wright?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying.
Did somebody in this room get dressed up like an Indian when they were 15 years old in a pageant?
I'm Indian. I get dressed like an Indian because I am Indian.
Oh, my God.
Confessions of a Fat Girl. That's on the cover of In Magazine.
What year?
1966.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. Let's go back to 1966 to show us what America looks like today. Because if we're going to do that, let's go and make sure that we point out that blacks have to drink from a different water fountain.
Here's one. Makeup magic. How to look 10 times prettier. This is the type of thing I am talking about.
You're
it doesn't
using
matter.
60-year-old magazine covers.
To prove my point that this has been going on forever.
Get me a current one. And what's the big deal if things are airbrushed? Guess what? In 1988, when I had my senior picture taken for the Lansing High School yearbook, I had something airbrushed off my face. It was called a brand new scar.
Okay, that is different. You went through a windshield. Airbrushing away the worst moment of your life for your high school yearbook is not the same as shoving these images in front of young girls, making them think this is the gold standard of how you should look.
Dana, with all due respect, and I love you like the sister I don't have, women have been trying to adjust their look on their face for a very long time. In fact, I think you have come in here on occasion and bragged about how, look, my forehead doesn't move.
But that's because I don't want wrinkles on my forehead, not because someone else is telling me I don't want them on my forehead.
Well, where do you think you got the idea that you shouldn't have wrinkles on your forehead? Was it from looking at magazine covers at the grocery store?
Someone just wrote in, and this is a great point. The difference between your argument and Scott's is that he's looking up fitness magazines. So, of course, on a fitness magazine, the men's health magazine is going to be about fitness. She says the difference is every single girls and women's magazine is about how you look, whether it's Women's Fit magazine or pick your magazine.
Cosmopolitan?
Whatever.
They don't put ugly people on the cover of People. America's most beautiful man. It's always George Clooney. Do you or Brad Pitt, do you think there's a chance in hell that I'm ever going to look like them?
But they're not saying how you can look like this in three easy steps. They're not going to say that to a guy.
Yes, they do.
Someone just wrote in, it's false advertising. I agree it needs to be stopped because they are advertising something that cannot happen.
They're not advertising anything.
But they are.
It's selling the idea of an image.
It is selling. You are so right, Kara. This is why we have her here. I love her so much. They are selling you an ideal, an impossible ideal.
That you are not required to buy.
It doesn't matter whether or not you buy it. You're inundated with it. You see it all the time. So whether or not you want to see it, whether or not you choose it is
fine.
Part of culture.
Rod, at any point, you can feel free to join me so it's not two on one. There's a reason we have two guys and two girls on this show.
No, they took the mole off her face. Okay, in the CBS ad, you said you cannot tell the difference. She has crow's feet, which I think make her look beautiful right here, just tiny, tiny. And then she has a mole right here. Where's the mole? That is false advertising. I want my model with a mole on her face.
I don't see the mole on the
right
original.
Right there. They've taken it away. And then look at these lines and those lines. You can totally see it.
Well, maybe in the second picture she'd been using that oilable lay or something.
Pond's cold cream.
Well, maybe. I mean,
no.
Maybe it's Australian
you
dream.
You should be thrilled because you have daughters that a major company is coming out and saying, we're not going to put airbrush stuff on our products. You should
yeah.
be thrilled.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about is my daughter going into a CVS. I'm more worried about what she sees online.
All right, because she also sees these images online.
That's my point. So CVS saying we're not going to sell magazines or use any advertising for our beauty products. I guarantee you this. Sarah, who, by the way, is really into makeup and really good at it, okay? Not too much, not too little. It's mm-hmm. fine. I guarantee you that when my daughter goes to buy her makeup, it's not at CVS. It's at Sephora. And I know for a fact Sephora is not going to change. Because guess what? They want to sell their makeup. Because guess what? That's what they sell. Abercrombie & Fitch, for example. You ever walked by one of their stores?
Yeah, it they smells. Sell inappropriate sex between people of inappropriate ages.
Right, because it works. Have you ever turned on... Here, and I know we got to get to the break. Let me ask you this. If we're going to make this change in the advertising, that the women can't be airbrushed and the crow's feet have to remain, can we all then agree that when we advertise for other products, the man can't always be middle-aged, fat, lazy, and dumb?
I completely agree with you. It actually drives me crazy when they do
too.
The dumb... middle-aged dad thing.
There
That's
are two.
Ridiculous.
There are two that come to mind. The biracial Cheerios commercial, where the dad, of course, is sleeping on the couch in the middle of the day, and mom is dutifully at work in the kitchen, okay, with the kid who's awake. So she's taking care of the child, and dad is sleeping on the couch with Cheerios all over him. Then there's the other one for some internet company where dad, for whatever reason, they're at an outdoor cafe. Dad cannot figure out for the life of him how wireless internet works. Where's the wire? There's got to be a wire. No, Dad, you don't understand. No, there's got to be a wire. Gee, Dad, we don't need a wire. This is wireless internet. Well, there's got to be a wire. Because Dad's too fat, dumb, and ugly to figure out that the internet can actually connect to a device without a wire anymore. Can we get past those?
You're not going to get an argument from me on that one.
Okay, so I'll give you the get rid of the touched up women.
Okay.
But our compromise here, our negotiation is dads are no longer cast as buffoons in commercials.
Totally okay, agree.
But then I want fast food places to stop putting up pictures of the best food I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh.
And then what they serve you isn't even close.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever see tomatoes sweating when I open up my Big Mac.
It's because those are airbrushed, too.
They're not even real tomatoes.
They're not.
576-7798.
You know, I told you that I have a dear friend who is down more than 30 pounds since she walked in several weeks ago and did that first free consultation with Dr. Tag. I forgot to tell you, Dr. Tag, they take measurements and a body comp when you first go in. And then after a few weeks, they'll do an updated body comp, and then you can really see how your progress is moving along. And I heard from her today, she is down 31.5 inches. She has lost 31 and a half inches. And I need to check with her. I think she started 6 weeks ago. And that is an astounding transformation in a very, very little amount of time. I am down almost 18 pounds since I started back up, I don't know, 4 weeks ago, something like 5 weeks ago. Give Dr. Tag a call if you are looking towards spring break. You want to feel better. You want to look better. Shed a few pounds before you head out of town. I get it. Call Dr. Tag. 913-814-8222. 913-814-8222. Or tagnutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Speaking of men's health. They just released an interview with Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, Floyd Mayweather Jr., where he was asked the following questions. Question to Floyd Mayweather Jr. We're asking a lot of men, in light of the Me Too movement, how men can grow in 2018.
They're asking Floyd Mayweather this.
Yeah.
With his background?
Floyd Mayweather. The who? Interviewer. The Me Too movement? Women speaking out about sexual assault? Mayweather. When you say Me Too, when somebody is like, I got a Rolls Royce, I'd be like, Me Too. When somebody say they got a private jet, I say, Me Too. I got two. Me Too. Interviewer. This is very different, Floyd. Floyd. Well, I didn't know. My Me Too movement from the beginning was whenever somebody said that they have, I'm like, Me Too. Somebody say they got $1 billion, I say, I made $1 billion, Me Too.
You know, I think for an interviewer to even ask him about, I don't even know why you would ask him. What's he going to say? He has a lengthy history of domestic violence against women.
Robert, hang tight, man. We'll get with you in just a minute, but we got to get to the news. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, a raging inferno destroys a hotel in Lawrence today. More next.
Dana Wright for Stuart Woodbury and LowCostLifeInsurance.com. Reminding you, all you have to do is go to LowCostLifeInsurance.com, and it is so simple to get the appropriate coverage for you and your family. They have a live chat feature on there and a link directly to Stuart Woodbury, a native of Kansas City, Missouri, who's been a leader in the life insurance industry for more than 25 years. It takes seconds to fill out your free quote. What state you're in, your birthday, whether you're a man or a woman, and whether you smoke. That's it. You fill that in, boom. They have more than 200 life insurance products right at their fingertips that will come back to you through LowCostLifeInsurance.com. And one of the things I love about Stuart Woodbury and LowCostLifeInsurance.com is that he's local. You need Stuart, you call Stuart, you get Stuart. You will never be routed to some phone center half a world away. Go to LowCostLifeInsurance.com for all of your life insurance needs and ask for Stuart Woodbury.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.